We have two main topics to cover today. One is the world of Yud Beis Chodesh, and the other Shabbos Yontif and ramifications. So let's start off with Yud Beis Chodesh. We had discussed the fact in the beginning of Siman Shin Pei, Dvarim Sha Avil Aser Bahem, that most of the Nihugi Avelus are those that link in with Shiva. There's a certain number of them. Again, the enumeration of the Machaber is four. Gihut Tisporet Simcha V'Ichui Kera. We extended that also to the world of Alpi Minhag, to the world of Rechitza and Sheila Shalom, Mekamander Simcha, Nisuin. Namely, that we have a number of Nihugi Avelus that extend to Shloshim for all Avelim. And then we're all aware that there are Nihugi Avelus that extend for Yud Beis Chodesh, over a father and a mother, the main one being Simcha, and also Sheila Shalom, Tisporet, buying new clothing that we saw last time in Siman Shin Pei Tet, where we pointed out in Sif Gimel, V'chein Lasos Begodim Chadoshim, that applies also for Yud Beis Chodesh. And what we began with way back in terms of Shini Makom BeBeis HaKnesses, that also is a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. However, it's very possible that we're moving over to a totally different Machayev in this world of Yud Beis Chodesh. And to understand that possibility, we have to move it back to Siman Shin Dalad Mem. Siman Shin Dalad Mem Chiyuv Hesped, the Machaber takes an entire sugya in the Gemara that goes over an Amud from in Sanhedrin, from Daf Mem Vav Amadeis to Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, which deals with that which Rabbi Eliav alluded to in his Hesped this morning for Avuchenstein, is a Hesped Yikra de Shichve or Yikra de Chaye. Does the Hesped serve as giving kavod to the mate, Yikra de Shichve, or does it validate the Avelus of the Chayim, namely that the Hesped accentuates the Midos Tovos of the Niftar, and we see that there's a real loss here. That the world lost a very special individual, and these people really have a very serious reason to feel that loss. That's the Yikra de Chaye. And the Nafkamina, of course, is if the Niftar, before he passed away, left a Tzava'a that he doesn't want Hespedim. So if it's his thing, if it's his Yikra de Shichve, he can be Mochel. If it belongs to the Avelim, to the Mitablim, to the mourners, so who is he to take away their opportunity of validating their Avelus? And the Maskan of the Gemara, as the Machaber Paskins here, in Siman Shinda Dalad Mem, Sif Yud, Misha Tziva Shelo Yisbeduhu Shomen Lo. Namely, that it is Yikra de Shichve. That's the Machaber, that's a given. Comes along the Ramah over here, and he quotes a tshuva of the Mahari Vayel. It's very interesting that in the classic Shulchan Aruch, within the Ramah, it says that this is Siman Dalad. Within Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it says it's Siman Zayin. Nishtahin Nishtaher, we have the Tshuvas Ma'arivayel downstairs. It's Siman Yud Zayin. But in any case, what did the Ma'arivayel say? Avalim Tziva Shalolinha Golav Shiva Ugzerat Shloshim Ein Shomen Lo. Namely, the same Chakira that we raise in terms of the Hesped, we can raise in terms of the world of Nihuge Avelus. Were these given to serve for the kavod of the Niftar, or were they given again to validate the Avelus of the mourners? And the Nafkamina is again: can the Niftar say, "I don't want you to sit Shiva for me. I don't want you to keep Shloshim for me"? So the Ma'arivayel says over here: Ein Shomen Lo. This is Yikra Dechaye. This belongs to the mourners, that the Niftar has no ability to be mochel. Taking a step back a minute, in terms of the world of Hesped, So the Pisrei Tshuva points out that maybe an exception would be a Gadol Hador who passes away, Vitziva Shalola Haspido, that maybe we have the right not to listen. And there's a whole literature here in the Pisrei Tshuva going back and forth. In recent years, it's known that Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach wrote a tzava, they didn't want Hespedim to be said in his Levaya, and that was the introduction to the Divrei Preda of his children, that they're not going to be Maspid, they're just going to try and bring out a few lessons from his life that would be kedai for people to the hafnim, that they should integrate into their personalities. But in any case, we have over here the Mahari Vayal, and Rabbi Akiva Eger Alatar says that this is a very, very difficult Ramah. That the Ramah over here quotes the Mahari Vayal that kanireh that Nihuge Avelus are Yikra de Chaye, they belong to the mourners. L'chora, this contradicts a halacha that the Machaber brings, on which the Ramah is not masik. What is he referring to? If you just turn the page to Shin Mem Hei deals with Lo Aleinu, a Ma'abed Atzmo Ladat, someone who commits suicide. So the Gemara gives the rule. The rule is that when someone commits suicide, those parts of the world of Avelut that are Yikra de Shichvei, that give honor to the Niftar, this person was mafkia himself from that honor by committing suicide. But those parts that are yikra dechaye, those parts that belong to the living, to the mourners, those still continue. Where within this framework do we put in nihuge avelus? So we find the machlokus between the Ramban and the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that nihuge avelus are part of the Yikra de Shichve, and therefore in this case there will be no Nihuge Avelus. The Ramban paskins that it's Yikra de Chaye, like the world of Hesped. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam is found in Yonei Hesped, and therefore, not like Hesped, that it's Yikra de Chaye as opposed to Hesped, and we do them. If you look in the Mechaber HaMa'abid Atzmo Lada'as, Ein mis askini mola chol davar, ein mis ablim alav, the ein mas pidim also, that he paskins like the Rambam. Just as Hesped is Yikra de Shichve, so also Nihuge Avelus are Yikra de Shichve, velo korin, velo cholzin, aval, omdim alav beshura, v'omrim alav birkas avelim, v'kol davar shulach voda chayim. The shura in the Beis Olam, that's for the mourner. The Birkas Avelim is for the mourner. So that which is for the mourner that we do, that which is not, we don't do. And the Ramah over here is not Magia. Doesn't say anything. So Lachora the Ramah agrees that Nihuge Avelus are Yikra de Shichve. So why, by us, does the Ramah say, Im Hitziva Shalolinho Golav Shiva Vishloshim Ein Shomen Lo? In the next Simon, the Ramah paskins that these Nihugi Avelus of Shiva and Shloshim are Yikra de Shichve. The person should be able to be Mochel. So this is where Rabbi Kiva Eger raises. The Lechora, we have a stira between what the Ramah says and what the Ramah doesn't say. In other words, over here, the Ramah quotes the Mahari Vayal that Ein Shomen Lo, that it's Yikra de Chaye. And Masha'en Kain and Siman Shin Mem Hei. The Ramah appears to agree with the Mechaber that it's Yikra de Shichve, and the Pisrei Tshuva points out that because of this, the Shvus Yaakov doesn't pass in like the Ramah. He holds that really the Niftar can be Mochel on Shiva and Shalshim. It remains a Bruch. It remains an unsolved issue. However, what the Shach does is he says there's one thing which is not, which flies above this whole fray, between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mahari Vayal and the Ramban and the Rambam Bechulei, and that's Yud Beis Chodesh. If you look in the Shach over here, Sivkaton Tes, he points out Aval im tzivam ha'av ha'em shelo linhog bahem Yud Beis Chodesh kevan de'eno shayach bishar ha'metim ela b'kibud av ve'em mitzvah l'kayem divrehem. Namely, that the Mahari Vayal himself, who raises the issue of Shiva and Shloshim, says, however, this has nothing to do with Yud Beis Chodesh. don't view Yud Beis Kodesh as an extension of the world of Avelus. And then you have a Machlokes, is it Yikra the Shichva, Yikra the Chaye? No. This is a totally separate Inyan of Kibud Ava'im. Out of Kibud Ava'im, the Machayev of Kibud Ava'im, we have over here an extension of certain Nihuge Avelus for the period beyond Shloshim. Since it's Kibud Ava'im, parents always have the right to be Mochel. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Siman Reish, towards the end, Reish Nun Hei in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, which also validates this approach of the Shach. It's very fascinating that he doesn't quote the Shach, but he comes to the same conclusion. He deals with a married woman who lost one of her parents. She's in Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh. And her husband gets an invitation to the shul dinner. And the husband very much wants to go to the shul dinner and feels that the setting is a very social setting and he wouldn't be proper if he went alone. He wants his wife to go with him. What?
Nothing more
sanctimonious than the shul dinner. Okay, but he's not in Avelus, she's in Avelus. And he wants her to go with him, and she feels very uncomfortable, and he insists that she go with him for whatever reason. And the tshuva came to Rav Moshe, what should she do? And so Rav Moshe said that since this is a din of Kibud Ava'im, and we know from the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, Ish Aviv Imo Tira'u, V'yes Shavsosai Tishmoru, that the Ish Aviv Imo Tira'u, that a woman who is married is meshubedet to her husband in place of Kibud Ava'im when his will contradicts the will of her parents. So this would be one of those examples where his will, whether this is proper or not proper for him to impose this upon her, but once he does, then she is mufkad from Kibud Ava'im. So clearly we're not dealing over here, had we been dealing with a din of Avelus, there's no way that we would be mafkia, we'd have a real problem being mafkia Avelus because of Shalom Bayis. It would be an issue. But over here Rav Moshe says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created the heter because we're dealing over here with the world of Kibud Ava'im. Okay, so this then is that framework that the Kibud Ava'im extends to Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why it's also not a two-way street. We would think that if for a parent one would extend Avelus because of the deeper nature of the Avelus for a parent than from Shar Krovim, then it would also go for a child. It would go in both directions. And Lehefech, maybe even more for a child than for a parent. It's Shalok Derech Olam. But we, in other words, since it's a one-directional extension, only to a parent and not to a child, so that's, Rav Moshe says, Al Pi Svara, it's a din of Kibud Ava'im. What we saw in the Shach Beferush, Rav Moshe says, Al Pi Svara, and he says, it's very interesting, he says that even though, you know, this is my own Svara, but since we're dealing over here with Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto, Bazeh Samachti Al Svarati She'Be'etzem Hibrura. The Rav Moshe felt that his Svara was a glat Svara, that we're dealing over here with the world of Kibud Ave. Yes?
How would this would apply also to someone who is ma'abed themselves? Like the you know, Yubi's Kodesh, the person still, do we still have the gather of keeping Yubi's Kodesh for this kind of thing?
So here we have the issue, if you have someone who's not Osem Ma'aseh Amcha, namely we're dealing with the parent who committed suicide. That's certainly Eino Osem Ma'aseh Amcha, whether the din of Kibud Ava'im applies in such a situation, and that, you know, it's, again, the generally, you should just, I'm sure you are aware that it's very, very rare to find a situation where we would apply the principle of someone who's committed suicide, because we would always, 99% of the time, we would say that the person was just sort of taken by an unusual spirit, and it wasn't with Shikul Hadas, and to a certain degree, there was a degree of an inner onus, and as such, this is not a classic ma'abed atzmo ladas, unless mamash he were to be on his cell phone speaking to us, you know, totally, you know, where the psychologist would just say that he's totally rational, he's making a rational decision. Otherwise, we would assume that it was a spur of the moment irrationality, and we would not view this individual as a ma'abed atzmo ladas. Yes?
Is Ramosha's like, is he just saying if you're in the shatz and chatz situation, or is this like, meaning can one use this kula if they feel necessary? Meaning it's improper mitzvah the husband.
It was Ramosha says it's improper mitzvah the husband to interfere with his wife's avelus. But in other words, in this situation, he can give her a heter to maintain shalom bayis. In other words, is it proper for a parent to cut off the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh? That's also a question. We said that parent can, but he has to realize that there's a certain degree of, in other words, that the takana of Yud Beis Chodesh for whatever reason, helps the individual himself come to closure with the death. In other words, you're moving in stages, and without that, many times, in other words, people have baggage that they're going to continue with for a very long time. There are, you know, it's even though we're speaking over here about Yud Beis Chodesh, however, we do find in the Gemara, on the Kaf Beis Amud Beis, that some of these dinim appear to have a different point of closure. That's the Gemara of I'll call Hamesim Kula mistaper achar shloshim yom, classic avelus tisporet. That's one of the examples given by the Gemara of shloshim, right? Tisporet v'gihutz. Shloshim yom ha'aviv v'imo ad shiyigar rubo chaverav. What over here is this din of yigar bo chaverav, right? This is what we find the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Shin Tzadi. That I'll call Hamesim a Golei Achachar Shloshim Yom Sif Dalid Aviv V'Imo Ad Sheyigru Bo Chaverav. It's also quoted. That's the Gemara we just read on Kaf Beis Amud Beis. Within the dinim of Gihutz, we also find it in Sif Hey, previous Siman Shin Pei Tet Hey. This is not a Gemara. This is a Braisa in Avil Rabati. That even though the Iser of wearing a Beged Meguhatz is for Shloshim Yom. And over there in the Pisrei Tshuva, he points out that even though it appears that we have over here a combination of three factors, Yagia Haregel, Achar Shloshim, Yigaru Bo Chaverav, really it's one factor. It's Yigaru Bo Chaverav. Like by Tisparo, Yigaru Bo Chaverav, just that Yigaru Bo Chaverav always is going to be after Shloshim, it's beyond Shloshim, and Yagi HaRegel is the time that he would normally want to wear a Beged Meguhatz. But really, we have over here the standard of Yigur Rubo Chavirav. What is the Hesber of this particular, of this Shir? So Rav Moshe deals with this in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel, Simanim Kuf Nun Vav and Kuf Nun Zayin. Just to give the background of Rav Moshe, we pointed out that within the Ramban, we saw that there are two levels of Nihuge Avelus. We have a level of Nihuge Avelus of taking a step back from actions that bring about comfort and joy, Rechitza, Sika, Tashmin Shamita, etc. And then we have Nihuge Avelus that introduce a degree of discomfort, taking off your shoes, sitting on the floor, they atifas harosh, they introduce a degree of tsar. However, the Ramban himself points out that there is no nihug avelus of a tsar yit, of a tsar yitera, of a person of a person torturing himself, of a person putting himself into a situation of either physical or mental or psychological pain. And so within the world of Yigaru Bo Chaverav, this is the shear at what point it turns into a tsar yitera. And this can be understood in one of two ways. The Gemara over there on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis that mentioned Yigaru Bo Chaverav, there's a Tosfos who brings in a Yerushalmi. We don't have Tosis's girsa in the Yerushalmi, but Tosis had the girsa of Yigaru Bo Chaverav that, sorry, V'yom Rulo Tsei Me'imanu. And they say, you look so unkempt, please leave our company. Namely, that the Yigaru Bo Chaverav is that the person is basically turned into a social outcast. Then that is already Tsar Yisera. That has nothing to do with the world of Avelus, and then he would be allowed already to take a haircut. that is one explanation of Yigaru Bo Chaverav, the Yerushalmi. Rav Moshe wasn't happy about that, because already, even though he didn't live in the 21st century, but in the late 20th century, people in America, at least in Western society, became very, very permissive of everyone doing his own thing. And long hair would not be a reason to tell someone, you know, leave our society. Everyone, you know, this person has long hair, this person has dreadlocks, this person is, you know, or it's, has a mohawk. Everyone has does his own thing. So then this poor person would be sort of stuck, you know, with his hair growing. And his friends are very, very happy to have him, no matter, you know, that no matter how he looks. He looks like a woman, okay, but that's also an option within society. And so Rav Moshe then moved over to a different concept of Yigaru Bo Chaverav, in which he wanted to work off of the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'shir ge'ara yesh bo plugta v'nohagim b'shlosha chadoshim. Where in the world did the Rishoni Ashkenaz come up with a concept of 3 months? How can you quantify Yigaru Bo Chaverav? So what Rav Moshe says, that Kanir Eh, he understood in the time of Rishoni Ashkenaz, people used to take a haircut once every 6 weeks. And so 3 months would mean that he missed a haircut, that we have it's twice as long as it normally is. Now, everyone has his own standard when he takes a haircut. Who knows his friends? His friends know at what point he normally would take a haircut. And Shiyigaru Bo Chaverav would be that his friends were to tell him, you look, you know, like twice as you know, like, that you missed a haircut. You look, you know, that already, that 2 times have gone by. And therefore, if there are no Chaverim around, so he can simply go according to his own nohag. Namely, the chaverim are just the litmus test. They're the mirror of this individual in terms of knowing when, for this individual, his hair is unkempt. But basically, it's, in the language of Moshe, shnei pa'amim lefi harigilus. Twice as long as he would normally take a haircut. And therefore, even if it's not a question over here whether the chaverim are willing to remain his friends or not, but simply that they would be they would be able to validate his subjective standard. However, clearly, what we do find over here is Ad Shiyigu Bo Chaverav is after Shloshim. Namely, all Avelim require Pera. All Avelim require, whether, according to the Ravid, it's a Din D'Oraisa, it's a Gzera Shava from Nazir, Pera, Al Tifru. All Avelim have to let their hair grow for 30 days. Beyond that, the Kibud Aveim is to let one's hair grow, Achiga Bo Chavero, until he would miss his normal, if he would take a haircut once a month, so it would be 2 months. You take a haircut every 6 weeks, then it would be 3 months. Clearly, this is in terms of a haircut for someone who would have a beard. However, if someone normally shaves, so then, according to Rav Moshe's Svara, the Yigaru Bo Chaverav would come much before 3 months. And that's what we find over here in the Piskei Tshuva, Sivkatan Dalid, Ayem B'Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, B'Sofa Shekosav Masham Rashir Gara Gimel Chadashim Haino Le'elu Shemegalchim Rak L'Roshav Aval Eilu Shemegalchim Zikanam. Then the Shir Ga'ara Zman Kotzar Yoser, and he quotes a Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, that would be the minimum, 30 days. Namely, that already 30 days of not shaving, that already would be Yigar Bo Chaverav, and then he would certainly be allowed to shave. The question is, how do we deal with the end of the Ramah? Okay, we pointed out that we have the din of 3 months. Mekomos elu noagin she'ein mistaprim al av ve'ein kol yud beis chodesh im lo gutzorech gon shehechbir alav sa'aro holech bein ovdei kochavim misnabel beinehem besa'arotav the mutar l'saper. He quotes in Or Zarua that if this individual is holech bein hagoyim, the language, the Or Zarua is quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger, ata asuk b'mezanotecha matzui bein hasarim. So then, what the Or Zarua writes is that the moment that we hit the gimel chadashim, the moment we hit the ga'aras chaverim, then there's no need to continue the lack of tisporet. You don't have to begin all over again. It's a one-time extension of the dinim of tisporet from shloshim yom to yirgar bo chaverav, and that's it. And as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, that l'chora yud beis chodesh is stam achumra in such a situation. And the Iker Hadin is Yigar Bo Chaverav, as we find in the Gemara. And at the end of Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalet, he also writes that, Ayem v'tshuvas ad neipad, shekos av kavonas harama, lachar shavru gimel chadashim, ushir ga'ara, mutar l'saper atzma kol zman shiyirtze, lefim en hago arishan. You don't even need the holech ben hagoyim. Rav Moshe, in his tshuvas, was very, very upset at this approach. He felt that the din, we know that this is a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. Yigar Bo Chaverav simply says, when do you start the clock ticking again? Namely, that let's say the person again takes a haircut every 6 weeks. So he waits 3 months. Yigar Bo Chaverav takes a haircut, and then again another 3 months will go by, and another 3 months. Namely, we're going to have this process repeating itself 4 times. When we have a tzorech gadol, so then the process doesn't have to be more than once. The case of Holech Ben Agoyim. But otherwise, points out Rav Moshe, that tisporet, just like simcha and shinui makom, these are basically dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh. Just that rather than let one's hair grow continually for 12 months, you grow until yigar bo chaverav, and then you begin again, and you begin again, and you begin again. Rav Moshe leaves a tzorech iyun, what he views as Rabbi Akiva Eger, taking the heter to the degree that Meikar Hadin, once we hit Yigar Bo Chaverav, is no longer a din of Tisporet for an Avel al Aviv ve al Imo. Okay. So, one other Nakuda here, and that's in terms of Regel. The Ramah begins, Ve'en HaRegel Mahani Ipaga Bo Kodem Shiyigaru Bo Chaverav. Regel, we pointed out, takes away Shloshim. But over here, for the person who is Avel or Avel Val Imo, Shloshim is not a factor. Shloshim is a din of Pera. That is a factor. I should start maybe a little differently. Ain't a regular Mahani in Pagabo Kodem, Yigarbo Chaverav. Namely, the Yigarbo Chaverav is post Shloshim. B'mitzius, not post the regel. We need first the shloshim b'mitzius that he have a pera, and on top of that yirgabo chaverav. That's the shita over here of the Rama. Hu hadin. We find that shita also, we'll see in a minute, in Or HaChaim, and this is as opposed to the Noda B'Yehuda. There is a Noda B'Yehuda which is quoted in the Gilyon HaMaharsha, Dibur HaMaschil, V'nohagim B'Gimel Chadoshim. Ayem B'Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, and he points out, Imigia Kodem HaRegel, Ela Dehoya Toch Shloshim, Imigia HaRegel, Bata L'Shloshim, Muter L'Galeach, B'Erev HaRegel. That he allows that the Regel will not only break the classic dinim of Shloshim, it'll also break this. It will also preempt the requirement for Yigar Bo Chavero. The Rav Moshe says that even though the Gilyon HaMaharsha quotes this Noda B'Yehuda, he himself doesn't paskin this way. He's just quoting it, Ayeng, because he himself pointed out earlier Ain regel mahani v'chein eno mevatol shloshim v'yin sheyoel ga'ara eladino la'achar haregel kishar avil tol shloshim de'gara lo mahani be. Namely, the regel is totally irrelevant in terms of gidul pera. What we have over here, and this is something that you should look at, we'll see it more in terms of the world of Yom Tov. We have an entire siman in Orach Chaim and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, siman Tav Kuf Memchet, Dine Avelos B'Chol HaMoed, which basically has, you know, where it summarizes the many, many Hilchos Avelos, on which we also have a Mishnah Brura. So we find that there the Mechaber says black on white in Siman Tavkuf Memches Siftes Ha de Regel Mevatel Gzera Shloshim Bishar Mesim Avol Ba'ave Ve'imo She'aser L'Sapir Ad She'igra Bo Chaverav Afilu Pagabo Ha Regel La'achar Shloshim Eino Mevatel. In other words, that the shear of tisporet is ad sheyigrabo chaveirav. The regel is not a factor over here in terms of yigrabo chaveirav. So that which we find by us in the Ramah, ein haregel mahani yipag akodesh yigrabo chaveirav, quoted in the Torah, so that the Mechaber says that black and white in siman tafkuf memchet and orachayim. Kanari didn't feel the need to repeat it when he got to Hilchos Avelos. Rav Moshe just points out that depending upon your edition of Mishnah Brura, there is a to'o sofer within the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tavkuf Memchet Sivkaton Lamed Dalet. Our Mishnah Brura reads Ad Sheyigarubo, my Mishnah Brura, which most people don't have, V'im Garubo Af B'toch Shloshim Muter, that there's no need for Pera. Garubo Chavero is an independent heter, even Toch Shloshim. Let's say, for example, we have a situation where a person was about to take a haircut after 2 months, and all of a sudden someone passed away, a relative, you know, a father or mother passed away. And so he enters into Shiva with a head full of hair. And after Shiva, someone tells him, you look awful. That's not going to help. First, we have the din of para of all, on all mesim. And para means not how long it is since your last haircut, but how long it is since you buried the niftar, right? That's when para begins. We need 30 days of not taking a haircut. Then Yigarobo Chaverov comes in. So over here, Rav Moshe points out that the text that we have is corrupted. It should say, Bimgarubo Biyom Shloshim Mutar. Namely, that we can have a Ga'ara with Miksa Sayom Kukulo. On the day of the Shloshim, there can be a Ga'ara. That's all that was meant. He quotes over here, the source is Elio Rabba. That's what the Elio Rabba writes. So in the newer Mishnah Brurahs in the Beis Medrash, they all have the corrected version. They don't mention Rav Moshe, but they have the corrected version. But Rav Moshe, you know, on his own, felt it was just a tolus defus. Okay, so we have over here the shear of Ga'ara. The shear of Ga'ara is beyond Shloshim. The shear of Ga'ara, the Chor Regel, is irrelevant. And the shear of Ga'ara would be, according to Rav Moshe, when a person misses a haircut, you know, is twice the normal time that he would take a haircut, and unless we have a situation of tzorech, of holech ben hagoyim, that this not taking a haircut should be repeated until the time of Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, let's move over to the dinim of Shabbos and Yontif. So here, l'chora, there's a very big distinction between Shabbos and Yontif, l'maskanas ha-gemara, and the question is how it works out within the Rishonim. On the Gemara in Daf Kavdalad Amid Aleph, it starts off, Bayim minei Rav Yochanan Mishmuel, yesh avelus v'shabbos, o ein avelus v'shabbos. Very proper question, are there nihugi avelus on Shabbos as well? And the maskana of the Gemara is, and that same amud, all the way down to the bottom, Amar Lei Hachya Marav Yochanan Dvarim Shebitzina Noheg. So the question is, what does that mean? Yesh Avelus or Ein Avelus? So Tosus Alatar says that this we paskin like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Pasuk Brachos Gedolos, Rav Yochanan, Lafuke Mishmuel. Shmuel held Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. Rav Yochanan says, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos. It just, in terms of the Nihugi Avelus, it's limited to Dvarim She Bitzin'ah. That's in terms of Shabbos. In terms of Regel, we have a Mishnah. A Mishnah earlier on Daf Yutes Amad Aleph, which says, Mnesha Amru, I'm sorry, a Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekes, which now fits very nicely. We say, we paskin Yesh Avelus V'Shabbos. So it's going to count as one of the days of Shiva. Someone passed away 3 days before Shabbos. So Shabbos will be the fourth day of Shiva. Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekes, and then Shiva continues. On Sunday will be the fifth day, and Monday will be the sixth day. Ola ve'ena mafsekes. Just yesh avelus b'shabbos. Just that we have, in terms of nuhugi avelus, a tzimtzum. It's taken down to the level of dvarim shebitzina. Ma'ashen ken haregalim mafsikim. That if a person was sitting shiva 3 days before the regel, when the regel comes, that ends the shiva. Ve'enon olin. And there is no need to continue afterwards. V'hu hadin, in other words, Rashi points out, if someone passed away during Chol HaMoed, so regel is Eino Ola. He's going to begin Shiva after the regel. On Shabbos, we're not going to have Shiva. If you began before, then Shabbos ends the Shiva. If we have, I'm sorry, between the regel. If you begin before, then the regel ends the Shiva. If you pass away during the regel, then the Shiva is only going to begin afterwards. Haragale mafsikin ve'enan olin. What does that mean practically during Chol HaMoed? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam learns like we would expect. Did anyone see the Rambam? Okay. Thank you. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perek Yud points out Hashabbos Ola Laminyan Avelus Ve'en Avelus B'Shabbos Ela Dvarim Shebitzina Atifas Harosh Tashmish Shamita Rechitza B'Chamin. We would add in also Talmud Torah. However, in Halacha Gimel HaRegalim V'chein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, we'll see that, that's a Gemara, Ein Dovar Midivri Avelus Noheg B'Hem. There's no Avelus, right? That the regel is Mufka from Avelus. But even though this is the Rambam, Tosfos Al-Atar Andaf Yutes Amud Beis, and Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Delo Nohagim Mitzvah Shiva Beregel Miyu B'Dvorim Shebitzina Nohagim. And the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, and most Rishonim say that Dvarim Bitzina applies also during Chol HaMoed. Someone passes away during Chol HaMoed, even though the minyan of Shiva is only going to begin afterwards, but Dvarim Shebitzina are noheg during Chol HaMoed. So the question is, how do those Rishonim understand the Mishnah? In other words, so what's the difference then between Shabbos and Yom Tov? In other words, the Mishnah distinguishes that Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekes, the Rambam points out that we have, it's a continuity of the days of Shiva, and we have Dvarim Shebitzina, HaRegalim Mafsikin Ve'en Ola. And according to the Rambam, there's nothing on Regel. Regel is Mufka from Shiva, and here we have most Rishonim say, no, that the Regel also you have Dvarim Shebitzina. What exactly is going on? If the regel is Mufka from Avelus, why have Dorim Shebitzina? If you have Dorim Shebitzina, so why isn't it Ola? Why don't we count the days of Shiva? So here we have a long drasha of the Rav. The Rav is in two places. It's one of his Yortzeit drashas. It's found in Shurim Lezecher Avi Mori Chelak Beis, and it's brought Bekitzer in the volume of Shurei HaRav on Inyanei Avelus. And the Rav began with the approach that we already have seen, namely that the world of Hilchos Avel is a bifurcated world. That on one hand, just in other words, it's well known that the that classically, Rishonim divided mitzvos into chovas ha'ivarim and chovas ha'levavos. Chovas ha'ivarim, like eating matzah, and chovas ha'levavos, like avas Hashem. In that classic distinction, when one eats matzah, one is doing the maisa mitzvah, and one is also mekayim the mitzvah. When one feels a sense of closeness to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the maisa mitzvah, and that's the kiyum mitzvah. The Rav introduced that there's a third category where we have a kiyum shebalev and a maisa ba'evarim. Again, the classic examples are Kriyat Shema. The kiyum is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The maisa is reading one parsha, two parsha, three parshios, depending on the Machlokes Rishonim. Or the world of tshuva, that the kiyum is the yase tshuva bilavavo, the inner feeling, and the maisa is vidui v'chule. So the Rav wanted to put avelus into that framework. That the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avel begins mitzvahs asei lehis abel hakrovim, and then he brings the pasuk shenemar v'chalti chatos hayom ayitav b'nei Hashem. What's going on? That pasuk is by Aninus, and the Rambam says mitzvahs asei lehis abel, and we saw that within the Rambam avelus begins lechora only later. Aninus and avelus are two different worlds. So what the Rav explained is no, that the world over here is one of the kiyum. The kiyum is avelus shebalev. That's both post-misa, there's always a kiyum shebalev. Nihugim, there's a certain level of nihugim that occur immediately until the kvura. Another level of nihugim, the kvura is ma'akev. But the kiyum is one kiyum, a kiyum shebalev. And so you can distinguish between the Nihugim and the Kiyum. For example, we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. That's what ticked off the sugya as to whether Hesped is Yikra Dechayer or Yikra Deshichve. That's the sugya over there, Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that by Haruge Bezdin, Lo Misablim Ela Misonenin, Ki Ein Aninus Ela Balev. Namely, that you can have a kiyum of avelus without nihuge avelus, that we can distinguish between the two. We pointed out that according to the Rambam, nihuge avelus of Shiva, nihuge avelus of Yom Rishon are Doraisa, nihuge avelus of Shiva are Midrabanan. But we still have a concept of Shiva Midaraisa. You don't bring a korban for 7 days. Namely, you can have a kiyum of avelus without nihuge avelus. That from day 2 to day 7, the person is an ovel midoraisa. He can't bring korbanos, but the nihuge avelus only apply on day 1 midoraisa, not day 1 through 7. Now we have over here a possibility of distinguishing between the nihuge avelus and the kiyume avelus. Given that background, that's how the Rav wanted to understand the issue of how to view regel. When we view regel, the Gemara points out on Daf Yudalot Amud Beis that avelus is not noheg beregel, because the Torah says v'samachta b'chagecha, osi asei de rabim v'dochi asei de yochid. That we have an asei de rabim of v'samachta b'chagecha. We have an individual who is an avel, so the asei de rabim is docha the asei de yochid. But just a minute, what's the asei de rabim? Samachta b'chagecha means that you should eat korban shlamim, you should buy your wife new clothes, and buy your kids toys, right? Where over here do we need a dochi? In other words, what over here is an asei de rabim, which is docha asei de yachid. An avel is allowed to eat korban shlamim, right? He's not allowed when he's an onen to eat basar, but the first day of Avelus, he's allowed to eat basar. He's allowed to buy his wife new clothing. He's allowed to buy his kids toys. Why does the Gemara say, Asi asei derabim, v'dochi asei deyachid? There's no stira. But the answer is true. On the level of Nihuge Avelus, there's no stira, but at the Kiyum Avelus is a Kiyum Shebalev. And the Kiyum of Simcha is a Kiyum Shebalev. That's where you have the stira. Asi asei derabim, that you're supposed to be happy in your heart, V'dachi asei diyachid, that you're supposed to be sad in your heart. That's what the Gemara is telling us. That's where we have the stira.
Can we just go over that? How does that apply? Just,
I'm just pointing out that the stira between avelus on yontif and simchas yontif is not on the level of the nihugim. There's nothing in nihuge avelus which is so severe the fact that you should eat korban shlamim, buy your wife new clothing, and buy your kids toys. Yes?
According to Rambam, there'll be simcha deraisa, even if other things give him that sense of simcha.
According to the Rambam,
those three maises of the only to engender a sense of simcha valet.
Correct.
So according to him, other things as well which engender that same simcha nyansa are going to be akim deraisa.
Their Tosfos Alatara and Daf Yudalad Mabeis points out that nowadays we don't eat Korban Shlamim, so nowadays Simcha is only Rambam, but the Rambam disagrees. Rambam Hilchos Yontov Paskins that Simchas Yontov is Doraisa even nowadays. But what is that? In other words, that to feel the sense of Simcha is Midoraisa nowadays. So according to the Rambam, this Osi Asei Derabim V'dochi Asei Diyachid applies even nowadays. That, in other words, it's not a question of nihugim. It's not a question of a stira on the level of the specific nihugim. It's a stira within the mood. Give me an example. The Mishnah over there, Paskins and Daf Yutes Amid Aleph, Rabban Gamliel Omer Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim Kiragolim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah of buying your wife new clothes, there's no mitzvah of buying your kids toys, and certainly there's no mitzvah on Yom Kippur of eating Korban Shlamim, right? But, you know, it's keregel. In what way is it keregel? That we have a mitzvah of Simcha. We have a mitzvah of Simcha, Samachtuf Nei Hashem Elokecha, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Wherever we have a mitzvah of Simcha, that's Docha Aveilus. Shabbos, on the other hand, Shabbos, we have a dinim of a dihug of kavod ve'oneg. There's no stira between kavod and oneg and avegus shebaleik. So therefore, Shabbos we say is eno mafsik ve'ole. Shabbos is a day of shiva. There's no stira between the kiyum shebaleik of avegus and Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. The nihugi avegus and achinami go down to the level of davar dvarim shebitzina. But the kiyum is kayim on Shabbos as well. Ma'ashenken, according to the Rambam, regel is mafkia avelus. It's mafsik the shiva. It's eino ola. Namely, you're not allowed to feel, and therefore osi yavastira. I'm in Korean avelus. I'm supposed to be feeling avel. Comes along yantam. I'm supposed to be feeling simcha. Osi asei derabim umafkia asei bedochi asei diyachid. So according to the Rambam, everything is kafter v'ferach, right? That on the level of the stira, the uniqueness of regel, is the kiyum shebelev of regel, is so sir the kiyum shebelev of avelus. And so the Gemara Paskins, the regel overrides the avelus. Shabbos, there is no stira on the level of kiyum shebelev. There's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a day of shiva. It's a day of avelus, just that the nihugim are minimalized to dvarim she bitzina. Ein avelus before hesia b'shabbos on the level of nihugim. But what do we do with the other rishonim? So here, the Rav wanted to say that just like, in other words, the other rishonim say that on yontif we have dvarim she bitzina. How do you have dvarim she bitzina? There's no kiyum. So the moment that the Rav pointed out you could have a kiyum without nihugim, he took it one step further. You can have nihugim without a kiyum. That we'll have a situation which may sound paradoxical, but you can have nihuge avelus during Chol HaMoed, but the kiyum, the shiva, is only going to begin after Chol HaMoed. Namely, that we have over here two factors. So just as we have by Haruge Bezdin, you'll have the kiyum without the nihugim. By Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you can have a kiyum without nihugim. So we could also have nihugim without a kiyum. Okay, that was the...
So the example is
Chol HaMoed. The example exactly is that of Chol HaMoed, where we would have Nihuge Avelus of Devarim Shebetzina without the Kiyum. In other words, that in the Chinam, you're not allowed to feel sad. You would just go through motions without feeling belief. In other words, that one can still hold that Haregel Mafsik Ve'ino Ola, namely that there's no kiyum of avelus, but you can have nihuge avelus without the kiyum. The problem with all of this is that it, you know, it's not a problem, in other words, but there is a Rashi that says just the opposite. There's a sugya in Sukkah, in the second parak of Sukkah, that deals with the world of Osek b'mitzvah, Patr min ha-mitzvah, Daf Kafei in Sukkah. So the Gemara distinguishes between a chasan and an avel. That a chasan is Patr from Kriyat Shema, and an avel is chayev in Kriyat Shema. Both the chasan and the avel are tarud. So, and for Kriyat Shema you need kavanah. So Gemara distinguishes that the chasan is tarud tirda the mitzvah, and the avel is tarud tirda the rishus. Okay, so far so good. But Rashi over there explains, what does it mean tarud tirda the rishus? I'll quote Rashi: Afal pishu chayev linhog avelus shel ne'ira rakitza vesika laharot kvod hamet. Eino chayav lehitzta'er. That the Rashi says black and white, that there's no such kiyum balev of avelus. That avelus are nihugim. That one goes through motions in order to show kavod. You show kavod to a parent who is living by standing up when he walks into the room, not sitting in his seat, not contradicting him. You show kavod to him after his death by doing certain actions. But there's no chiyuv to be mitztayer. It's tirda derishus. It's not an usser, but there's no chiyuv. The moment there's no chiyuv, that's tirda derishus. So override it to say kriyat shema. Mashen came by the chasan, his tirda is a tirda de mitzvah. That he's worried in terms of the fact whether he'll be able to properly be intimate with his wife. That's already a tirda de mitzvah. So again, it's not a problem with the sugya. You could very well say that a tirda de mitzvah is an anticipatory tirda. How can a person take away from his mind the anticipatory tirda? Mashenkin, the tirda rishus is a present tirda that a person may be able to override. Namely, the language of the Gemara is not a problem to the Rav. The language of Rashi is a problem. Okay, so the Rav will say in his inimitable way, we have a problem with Rashi. Now we have a problem with my entire approach. My entire approach is fine. We have a problem with Rashi, that Rashi seems to go against it. Okay, that's cute. So that's the overall framework that we have. So within the Shulchan Aruch, moving over to Siman Siman Tuf, Dine Avelus B'Shabbos. So the Rambam, the Mechaber, and the Ramoa Paskin like the Gemara. Shabbos Eino Mafzik Avelus, Ola Leminyan Shiva, Ksas Dine Avelus Nohingimbo, Dvarim Shebetzina, Tashmi Shamitza, Rechila, Vechulei, Avol Dvarim Shebefar Hesia, are not Nohig. What is unclear in the Mechaber, the Ramoa, the Shach, and the Taz is what is the point of transition between Dvarim Shebefar Hesia and Dvarim Shebetzina? Namely, Friday, this person is Noheg Dvarim Shebefar Hesia. He's sitting on the floor. He is not wearing shoes. Friday night, he's in shul. And he's already wearing Shabbos clothing, etc. What point does he move from Avelus Betzina to Avelus Shebefar Hesia? From Avelus Shebefar Hesia to Avelus Betzina. So the Pischei Tshuva Alatar quotes Ayin Sifkatan Aleph. Ayin Shuvas Givas Shaul, Shekosef Shemashe Noagim HaOlam Berev Shabbos, Toch Shiva Yemei Avelus, Leishe Valkise Vesafsal Velilbosh Minogin, Tekef Achar Chatzos Hayom Nekvot Shabbos, Tausu, Veroi Lechol Baalei Torah, Limchos Veligor Vaosam Anoshim Hamakilin Bazeh, Ulevatel Minhagam, etc. And he brings other sources that this is much too early. So what time does he suggest? So the very last line of the Pischei Tshuva, he suggests the time of Mincha Ketana. In other words, 2.5 hours before Shabbos, that would be the transition where the person can get up and begin to dress for Shabbos, etc. We pointed out that all of these halachos are also brought in Siman Tav Kuf Memchet. So over there, there's a Magen Avraham who takes it to the opposite extreme. That the Mechaber Paskins that if you have avelus going into the regel, so he says avalirchotz asur ad hagayla v'yesh matirin lirchotz achar tfilas hamincha samuch l'chashecha. So the Mishnah Berura quotes dafka lirchotz. That's the heter of Yontif. Because Shiva, you know, moving into Shabbos, that wouldn't be a heter. Aval share dine aveis gon yeshivas karka v'chlitas minal noheg ad shetechshach. He quotes the Magen Avraham, which appears to be like, in other words, that when a woman is about to light candles, then she would tell the avel, okay, in other words, get up now. In other words, not this. In other words, we saw a day of Chatzot that was knocked off. He moved over to Mincha Ketana, but the Magen Avraham uses the phrase Ad Shetechshach, and that's what's quoted over here by the Mishnah Berura in Sifkaton Lamed Tes. Siman Tav Kuf Memchet Sifkaton Lamed Tes. The Gesher Achayim wants to make a pshara, Praga Mincha. And it's halfway between Ad Shetechshach and Mincha Ketana, an hour and a quarter before Shabbos. Basically, it should be the minimum amount of time that the individual needs to prepare himself for Shabbos. Depending upon the individual, it could be that, you know, for a man, he's not allowed to wash. Again, the rechitzas for Yontif, he's not allowed to wash, so it's a question just of changing his clothes and putting on shoes. So how long does that take altogether? 15-20 minutes. Masha'inkein yitachin, that whoever is in charge of the kitchen of the house, since in Shabbos, even if during the week someone else is in charge of the kitchen, but Shabbos, I'll use the phrase, she is in charge of the kitchen, even though I know that that is not always the situation, but whoever is in charge of the kitchen would require more time to prepare for Shabbos. So, but it should try and be the minimum amount of time which is necessary. That's what we find over here in Siman Tuf in terms of Avelus v'Shabbos. The other dinim are quite clear. And here we have the din of the Talmud Torah is also a davar she b'tzina, and what is he allowed to do in terms of Shnayim Mikra v'chulei? That's all in the Machaber and the Ramah. Going back to Siman Shin Saritet, that's Avelus b'regel b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. So firstly, we see that the Machaber paskins like Tosos and the Ramban against the Rambam. He speaks about Dvarim Shebetzina on Yontif. This is black and white in Siman, again, Tafkuf Memches. The Gra over here, the first Gra of Siman Shin Saritet says, Ayein Orechayim Siman Tafkuf Memchet Umashika Taftisha. That really all the dinim that we have in terms of Yontif and Chol HaMoed are brought in Tafkuf Memchet. And over there, the Machaber himself says, black and white, Afalpi she'ein avelus beregel, however, dvarim shebitzina ze shamarnu shekover meisu beregel lochalav avelus hanimili dvarim shefarhesia sif dalet al dvarim shel tzina noheg. This is not the Rambam, right? The Rambam says nothing doing that there is, since the moment that there's a stira on the level of the kiyum shebelev, there aren't going to be any nihugei avelus. This is the sheet of Tosus and the Ramban, that you can have Nihugei Avelus even without a Kiyam Shebelev. So this is the Mechaber over here, is consistent with what he writes in Or HaChaim, that we have Dvarim Shebetzina Noheg, you have that, where you have the little gimel of the Gra, Ela Noheg Beregel Dvarim Shebetzina, the Aleph of the Pisrei Tshuva. And that's A. And B, one second. Yeah. And B, we have a machlokas that we hadn't seen up to now. If you look at the beginning of Siman Shin Saritet, the Machaber Paskins, Hakover Meso Kodem Haregel, Binyan Shechol Alav Avelus, Vinohag Bo Afilu Shoa Achas Kodem Haregel, Haregel Mafsik Ha'avelut, Umevatel Mimenu Gzeiras Shiva V'Chulei. Namely, that the Machaber Paskins, the only time that the regel is going to be Mevatel Shiva is if you began the Nihugei Avelus before the regel. And then he says black and white, Avalim Shogag, v'lo noha gavelus, or yakor v'lachashecha yoyachol deno gavelus, then ein haregel mevatel ha'avelus. In other words, if he didn't yet sit shiva before the regel, he's going to have to sit shiva after the regel. But the Rambam, we don't find any of that. The Rambam that we quoted earlier in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel says, "Haregolim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, ein davar midivrei avelus noeg b'hem, v'chol ha'kover es meso afilu shoa achas kodem haregel, o kodem Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, batli menu gzeiras shiva." There's no need at all to be noheg. The moment that the person already buried, even where there were no nihugim, avelus is mafkia. The shita which is quoted over here in the Mechaber is the Ravid. The Ravid, not the Ravid. Sorry, you have the Ber Hagola in Sif Katan Gimel. Chen diktek haRavid b'katani kiem kviyas hamita tziantiv gamkein leel. It's the shita of the Ravid. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rav wanted just to understand that the Mahokas of between the Rambam and the Ravid is exactly what is the function of Regel. According to the Rambam, clearly, the Regel is Mafkia Dine Avelus. It's Mafkia the Shem Avel. The Kiyum of Simcha overrides the Kiyum of Avelus. There's no need to begin earlier. Masheik, and according to the Ravid, and the Tur, and the Ramban, and the Rosh, and the Machaber, they understand, no, that the regel is mashlim the shiva, that the regel completes the shiva. You had to start something in order for it to be mushlam. That language is found in Sif Zayin. Nohag shoa achas lefnei ha-pesach, osa shoa chashuva kezayin v'chet, umashlim aleihem. Mashlim aleihem. That we have the concept that of hashlama, that the regel completes the shiva, but it can't substitute for the shiva. Just one other nekuda over here in Siman Shin Sa, yes?
So according to the Rambam, if you had if the mace was on Kol Moed, it was kover, so I guess like Shmini Atzeres, that was the work to be.
So Shmini, we're coming to Shmini Atzeres now in a minute. Okay. But in terms of, let's say we're dealing with Pesach, so the Rambam says that since there is no Kiyum, there are no Nihugim, everything is postponed until after the Regel. Okay. According to Shara Rishonim, there are Dvorim Shebitzinah, but the Shiva begins after the Regel. Okay. What? Okay, correct.
I'm just saying, because the Rambam thinks you didn't have a Kura, you don't have to actually have the Rambam.
If you had kfura before the regel, then the regel is mafkia shiva, even without any nihugi avelus. If you're kover on chol hamoed, so then the avelus is simply postponed. And it's a certain lack of symmetry you're pointing out within the realm. 100%, there's lack of symmetry. The what we find is a unique status of Shmini Atzeres. We point out that the regel is mevatel avelus. So let's take a classic case, siftes. A person was buried an hour before Rosh Hashanah, shoa achas lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and then l'shita samachaber, the person began avelus, even in the base olam, took off his shoes, sat on the floor, batra mimenu gzeras shiva, mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Then he moves into shloshim, Gzeiras Shloshim Mevatel Mimenu Yom HaKippurim, or the Megaleach Erev Yom HaKippurim. In other words, that one regel will be Mevatel Shiva, the next regel will be Mevatel Shloshim. Right? That whatever Tkufa, whatever Melosev Avelos we're talking about, the regel is Mevatel. The regel is never Mevatel Yud Beis Chodesh. However, the same Mechaber Paskins in Sif Yud Aleph, Shoa achas lifnei hachag, in other words, that if a person dies lifnei hachag, so that's mevatel shiva. However, shloshim continues even beyond Shmini Atzeres. Then, even though Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmo, it's not mevatel shloshim. Similarly, back in Sif Beis, We pointed out that the regular ola leminyan shloshim mashlem alav shloshim afilu kavru b'chag asukos lo amrin on the shmini atzeres v'vatel umes askim b'regel le'nachamo, that shmini atzeres is not mevatel either shiva or shloshim. It counts as a day, or according to the Taz and the Shach, according to Marshal, it counts as 7 days, but it's not mevatel. Why are all regalim mevatel a malos of aveilus as opposed to shmini atzeres? So here the explanation lechora, this is brought by the Rav in his Harei Kedem, I think in Chelek Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, that even though shmini atzeres is a regal bifnei atzmo, but mitzad simcha, what we're dealing over here is mitzad simcha, there's no unique simcha of shmini atzeres. Vayisa ach sameach l'rabos l'egli acharon shalchag, that simcha of shmini atzeres is a hemshech of the simcha of Sukkot. There's nothing new to be mevatel anything, particularly according to the explanation of the Gra. The Gra asks, how can you be marbe simcha on shmini atzeres with an ach? The word ach is a miut, not a riboy. So the famous Gra says, we're mamait everything else. We're mamait lulav, we're mamait sukkah. What's left is simcha. What's left is simcha. So since there's no simcha, there's nothing coming to be mevatel, another malos. That which sukkah was mevatel, it was mevatel. Shmini atzeres is simply, in terms of shloshim, considered to be a day. In other words, it's just as we have a concept, they were counting the days of Shloshim, so it will count it as a day, but it's not going to be Mevatel, the Malos of Shloshim. Okay, that's the uniqueness, yeah?
Why is it called Shmini Atzeres if it's a day,
So in terms of Simcha, it's a Hemshech of Sukkot. In terms of other halachos, what other halachos in terms of the Shir, in terms of other dinim, then it's a regel bifnei atzmo in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, in terms of korbanos, etc. It's a regel bifnei atzmo. Chutz mizeh, in other words, everything is pretty straightforward. Again, I highly, highly, highly recommend that as you're learning Shin, Sadi, Tet, and Taf, that you open the Mishnah Brura to Siman Taf, Kuf, Mem, Hey, and learn that in parallel. So you have Taf, Kuf, Mem, Hey, Hilchos Chol HaMoed. If you forget, just look at the first Gra of Siman Shin, Sadi, Tet, Ayin, Orachayim, Siman Taf, Kuf, Mem, Hey. And aside from that, what we haven't seen at all in Swat.
Not Mem, Hey.
Now you got me confused also. Okay. Tavkuf Memchet. I'm sorry. Tavkuf Memchet. In my gra, the hays look like the cheses, and the cheses look like the hays. Okay. If you would have gone to Tavkuf Memchet, you would have seen it's the wrong sima. Okay. Dineksiva b'chol ha'moed. Tavkuf Chet. Okay. In terms of the dinim of Beis Avel, that we didn't cover inside, Shin Ayin Vav, right? In terms of Nichumei Avelim, Shin Ayin Vav, Shin Ayin Zayin, Shin Ayin Ches, Sudas Havra'a, Shin Ayin Tes, Birkas Hamazon. Okay, those you'll do on your own. Those are not, we begin Shin Pei, but call it a semester. What?
Not said
anything. Okay, Beseder, you should have Baruch HaVatzlacha, but next week is the Bechina in Gemara, and 2 weeks from Monday, right? What? The Lafta is Zman, the 15th of June, the Minyanam, will have the Bechina on Avelus. Beseder.